good.
Andrew Bemis lives in a little house on a corner.
Well, here it is. You've just about seen it. You're standing looking at the kitchen. You're in the living room. There's a study. And there's a bathroom behind that wall. And somewhere above the bathroom, there's a bed.
It takes a hop, skip, and a jump to cross from one end to the other. That's because his house is 300 square feet total. Andrew Bemis says a little house is better.
I'm not owned by it, first of all. That's one of the biggest things. I've only got one sink I've got to keep running. I've only got one of anything. Like, I don't have an entire house to take care of. I also leave town a lot, and I don't have to leave an entire house and worry about it.
Bemis is a musician. His love of music explains the 5,000 records lining one wall of his house and taking up precious space. Of course, he also makes room for his banjo. You just don't see tiny houses that much anymore. Some, like Andrew Bemis's, are remnants from the early 20th century. His tiny house is in a sleepy neighborhood that used to be the factory district. He's seen other little houses like his get torn down to build bigger, new ones.
Bigger is better, I guess. Bigger means you've achieved a lot more. But as far as I'm concerned, bigger generally just means that you're working a whole lot harder.
That's one reason people are choosing to live small. They're after a simpler life with less stuff. A smaller house costs less to buy and maintain. And some people argue smaller homes make better use of resources because they just use less of everything. Jay Schaefer says building small is the greenest thing you can do with a new home. He owns the Tumbleweed Tiny House Company. He designs and builds super small houses. He started with his own home. It was really tiny, 70 square feet. That's 7 feet by 10 feet.
It's a huge challenge. It's much harder than designing a large house. There's just no room for error. And if you want to do it well and get the proportioning right, you really have to consider everything as part of everything else.
Schaefer says to live in a tiny house, you have to figure out how much elbow room you need. Turns out 70 square feet was a tad too small for Jay Schaefer. So he traded up to 100 square feet. Schaefer says tiny houses are a tough sell for most Americans. But some people just love small little spaces. Schaefer calls himself a claustrophile. He's built 10 tiny houses and sold dozens more plans. Gregory Johnson is one of Schaefer's converts. He's a computer consultant in Iowa City. He lives in one of Jay Schaefer's high-tech tiny houses. It's just 140 square feet. But with a little bit of magic, one room turns into three.
You know, you can take what was an office, and in about 20 seconds, it converts into a dining area with the sink off to our right, because that's the kitchen.
Gregory Johnson says his tiny house has changed him. He says he had his doubts at first, like the time he visited Jay Schaefer at the construction site.
And he showed me this little hole that I was supposed to crawl through to get into the, it's the passageway up to the upstairs, to the loft. And so I thought, you know, I might have to lose some weight to get up in there.
Johnson says he started really scaling back. He realized if he had a refrigerator, he'd just fill it up with ice cream and pizza, things he really didn't need. So to save energy, he doesn't have a fridge at all. He started eating nuts and grains and fruit. By shrinking his life down to match his house, he lost 100 pounds. Johnson says tiny spaces don't work for everyone, but he says he has a fulfilling life with a whole lot less stuff and space to put it in. Many tiny house owners, such as Andrew Bemis, want their miniature homes to make a statement. Size does matter.
My house is a very small house. It's the littlest house there is. My house is a very small house. It's the littlest house there is. It's bigger than yours. Bigger than yours.
For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams. Yours.